Advent is a time for waiting. And even though we don't usually bother to specify exactly what we're waiting for, we certainly all know. We're waiting for Christmas, we're waiting for the coming of Jesus. One of the things that means, of course, is that Jesus is not here just yet, and we have ways to symbolize that as well. Most of us, I imagine, have nativity sets in our house, and many of us might take the figurine of the baby Jesus and hide him somewhere, away from the nativity set. In my family's house, Jesus spent Advent in the napkin drawer, ready to pop out after midnight mass and show up in the manger. My grandparents carried this waiting to an even greater extreme. The whole tree went up starting at 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve. And we grandchildren were encouraged to march the three kings across the mantle slowly to the nativity. So they'd be about halfway by Christmas and they'd make the rest of the journey towards Epiphany. We were waiting for them to get there. We're waiting for Jesus to show up. And that seems to be what Advent is about. Or perhaps in this season, you're doing some more practical down-to-earth waiting. Maybe you're waiting for Christmas morning so that you can open the presents. Or maybe you're waiting for this interminable season of holiday parties to finally be over. Or maybe you're just waiting for school to end and Christmas vacation to begin. We do that kind of waiting as well. But whatever waiting we're doing, it is almost over. It's the fourth Sunday of Advent, and God is very close. And as our waiting is almost over, we're given a gospel to read that turns the idea of waiting on its head. Because in today's gospel, it's not Mary who is waiting for God. It's God who waits for Mary. God waits for Mary's yes. And if you think about that for a second, that's amazing. 2,000 years ago in Nazareth, for a moment, the whole story of the universe pivoted on Mary's yes. The creator of all that is held his breath and waited for a human woman to respond, to say, "Yes, be it done to me according to your word." That's amazing. That's radical. God waited for Mary's yes. Because the thing is, God enters the world through human cooperation. God enters the world with Mary working along with God to bring God into the world, and God wouldn't have it any other way. God waits for Mary's yes. I think that's perhaps the most beautiful part of the story of the Annunciation, because it means that Mary isn't just, you know, as a Disney princess might, discovering her secret destiny. She doesn't find out that she has special powers or that she has famous parents in a far-off land. She's asked to cooperate. That's what God wants from her. So when we imagine the Annunciation, and it's easy to imagine because it's probably one of the most painted scenes in the whole history of art, it's easy to imagine, but I think we tend to focus on the wrong part of the drama. Because there's always an angel showing up in a burst of glory, or if you remember the Fra Angelico version, even with technicolor wings, and our attention is drawn to the angel. But the real drama of the Annunciation is in Mary's heart, where she's beginning to respond, and in God's waiting for Mary's yes. So I'd like to share with you a little bit of another kind of art. This is from Denise Levertov's poem, The Annunciation, which points at that moment and captures that. I'm going to read you just the first opening stanza, and you'll recognize in it part of the inspiration for this homily. We know the scene, the room variously furnished, almost always a lectern, a book, always the tall lily. Arrived on solemn grandeur of great wings, the angelic ambassador, standing or hovering, whom she acknowledges, a guest. But we are told of meek obedience. No one mentions courage. The engendering spirit did not enter her without consent. God waited. She was free to accept or refuse, choice integral to humanness. God waited for Mary's yes. God waited for her to fully have her humanness, her choice, to cooperate with God's grace. But that's Mary 2,000 years ago. What does it mean for us today? And here Levertov has another idea that I think is worth our reflection as well. The poem continues, "Aren't there annunciations of one sort or another in most lives? Aren't there annunciations of one sort or another in most lives? 2,000 years ago, God waited for Mary's yes. Today, God waits for ours. God is still diving into the world, entering it to take part in it, and needs our cooperation to do so today. Aren't there annunciations when children are conceived and born and baptized and parents begin to dream of who they'll grow up to be? Aren't there annunciations when children begin to say, when I grow up, I want to be? Aren't there annunciations when people fall in love or discover a vocation or find themselves called to service and compassion? Aren't there annunciations when we encounter a great work of art or music, or maybe if we have the talent, when we're moved to make that art or music ourselves? Aren't there annunciations when we encounter someone who's suffering or homeless or oppressed or marginalized, and we recognize the face of God in them and are moved to work for justice? Aren't there annunciations of one sort or another in most lives?" As we come to the end of Advent, God is knocking on the door, waiting for our answer, wanting to enter the world. Because the incarnation isn't just a trump card God plays to resolve the mess we've made of the game of creation. The incarnation is God diving in, God taking up the entire fate of humanity as his own. And the only way he can do that, with Mary 2,000 years ago, with us now, is through our cooperation, which is what he asked for today. So let's pray that whatever way, whatever opportunity, whatever recognition God is offering us this Advent, asking to enter into our lives, and whatever fear or anxiety might be holding us back, let's pray that we can hear with Mary that nothing will be impossible for God. And let's pray that we can say with Mary, "Be it done to me according to your word." Let's pray for that as we celebrate the Eucharist at this altar together, and we have another kind of annunciation, God diving into our world and entering into our lives. And let's pray for that as we go out into our city and our world, carrying the mission of God with us. That this Advent, we'll recognize that Jesus isn't just hidden away in the napkin drawer somewhere. But like Mary, we discover Jesus, we discover the Spirit of God moving and waiting in our hearts, ready to enter into our lives.